Hey everyone, welcome to The Tasting Table. We got a real fun episode for you today because we have some stuff that we have never tried before.
Chandler? Before today. Before 3 days ago.
It's what really makes it special is that it can't be defined by conventional spirit labels.
But first, I'm James.
Oh, and I'm Chandler.
And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's super important, because if you don't do that, then I don't get validated, and then when I go home, and I go to sleep, and I'm like, then I feel sad. I feel lonely.
And then it's a whole thing.
And then I feel like I need a drink. And then I feel like I need a drink. That's what we're here to do today, is to have a drink. So Chandler, what are we drinking?
So we went on a little distillery crawl in Red Hook, which is where the Van Brunt Distillery is located, along with a couple other New York local-based distilleries. What we found on our adventure is something that cannot be called whiskey, even though
Liquor Cam.
It is very, very close to whiskey. What we have here is Van Brunt's Small Batch Hopped Edition Stillhouse Spirit.
Hold it for me. Hey,
beat
look at
the
that.
Beat?
Yeah.
Here. There we go.
Is that even recording? Oh, yeah, well, it was. You saw that.
Now, according to the label, spirits distilled from grain flavored with hops, 40% ABV. So it's,
which grain?
Honestly, I don't know. Because the types of grain that goes into this isn't limited to what we usually know about whiskeys. Because, you know, a rye whiskey, it's got to have 51% rye. Bourbon's got to have 51% corn. All of that, this doesn't abide by any of those rules. In fact, it's a maverick. It blazes its own trail. And we love it for it.
So, we got this last weekend. Mm-hmm. We went a little distillery calling. We went to Van Brunt. Mm-hmm. And so we did find out a little bit about this, one of which is how it came about, which I believe it was because during the pandemic, mm-hmm. there were some local breweries and stuff that had a lot of leftover product. You know, you remember that during the pandemic, you know.
Well, because they couldn't distribute bars, et cetera. They had so much surplus beer, they had to figure out something to do with all that beer.
So Van Brunt would take it, and they've distilled it into what is effectively whiskey, but it can't be called whiskey because it has, like, malt in it.
It has malt, and it has hops. Now, hops is not a grain. Instead, it is a bud.
No,
kind of like weed.
It looks like it, too. It looks like it. It has a lot of the similar smell and terpenes.
Yep. They are loosely related, cannabis and hops. Kind of surprising. And on the nose, it is so floral, so just perfumey right off the bat. You get so much of that, like, citra, centennial, hot, like, just, it's like,
it's a little bitter, it's a little citrusy, you know. And especially, I think, above all, it's creamy.
Ooh.
This is definitely very creamy. It's definitely missing some of the bitterness, the way that you would expect from the ethanol normally of a whiskey. Instead, it has a different kind of more complex bitterness kind of going on from the hops, I think.
It doesn't have the richness that you expect from, I guess, such a malty wash. Because... Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing. We took, or not we, but beer, the process of making beer goes...
Which we created.
We've done it ourselves. You make the brew, you make the wort, and then you pitch your yeast, and then it ferments into beer.
Yeast.
Batter up. And with whiskey, you essentially follow the same thing, except the verbiage kind of changes. Instead of wort, you say mash. Mm-hmm. Instead of, actually, the beer itself would be the mash, because that's like the post-ferment terminology for it. So
it's unlikely, I think, that they're still using, like, beer for this. They're likely just using, because it doesn't say from beer. It says from grain, so it's likely that they... I'm projecting. I'm thinking, but I think that it's likely that they took the stuff that's used to make a beer, they themselves brewed, like, you know...
And then just... And
kind of like a, you know, just make up and then distill it.
Interesting.
Because we did try something. We're not going to talk too much about it, but they did have something else.
I do want to... We were of the privileged few, I suppose, to have tried some of the select batches of Hopped Edition Van Brunt, where...
local breweries. They use local breweries. We're not mentioning their names because they're working with it.
Yeah, we're not trying to put anyone on blast, but it was...
Distinct flavors. And that's the difference with that.
And it was isolated, specific beer recipes that... That like the single batch was then converted into a distilled spirit, so it really conveyed a lot more of what's going on in the beer. Like,
this tastes more like a whiskey beerish, and those tasted like they took beer, particularly for one of them, the beer that I know very well. Like, they distilled it, and it just tastes like that, but whiskey.
So I'm curious what. What does one do with a spirit such as this?
This is absolutely amazing.
Bartender extraordinaire.
I think this would be absolutely amazing. Of course, one in traditional drinks that you would use whiskey in, right? I wanted to make an old-fashioned with this because I think, one, super fun, super funky, right? You can also spruce it up a little bit instead.
What we did find out, though, is that this particular bottle is a tad bit less aged than some of the regular whiskeys that go into...
It's like 2 years, right?
Yeah. If that, because I think the minimum... I think this one just got, like, a couple of months.
Really?
Barrel age. Oh. In addition to whatever aging process went into the beer-making aspect.
Yeah.
Because they're just... They're generic hopped edition... It could be that they just made a beer-ish mash, or they could have just, you know, swooped in on a bunch of the beer and just kind of did a party bucket. Because that's what I was thinking when
I think it used to be. I think that now it's less likely to be that.
They probably refined it down
They probably
bit more.
Just make their own, if they make their own. But I'm assuming they do.
It was very cool, I thought, that they worked with so many of the smaller microbreweries in the Brooklyn area.
I love that.
To, one, make sure that surplus product didn't go to waste.
100%.
And also, just kind of reprofile, rebrand what distilled spirits can be like. And this idea popped in my head earlier today. We know of a homebrew shop in the area that has actually platformed a lot of the microbreweries, and in their exchange has got a lot of the recipes for...
I have a theory about that.
Four different...
Think
what's up?
That they took... That they went there, and they got them, and they used that to make it.
Wait, you mean Van Brunt went
Esters? Yes, because it's super small.
I'm using government names
now. I mean, you know, you don't know which one that we were allowed to taste and who let us taste it, you know. But I think because it was those beers, those two beers are actually ones they have there. So
I don't believe that.
Yeah. So, but it's not bad. It's likely that in testing this and wanting to partnership with the breweries, they went... Maybe bought a bunch, you know, because that's what they do.
In theory, someone who wanted to recreate something similar to this could go to a homebrew shop and make a variety of different local Brooklyn beers. And then if they wanted to then... distill that, not for sale, of course, and also probably not for public consumption.
Before we rate these, before we rate these and wrap up, I have a question for you, though.
Hit me.
Right, which is, do you think that in order to make this, you have to make the beer, ferment the beer, and then distill it, or do you... Can you just use the grains? Because...
So are you thinking you use the grains and then add the hops afterwards? I think you can make
Doring, I guess, right?
You can make something similar, and there's another whiskey, like kind of a craft whiskey place. I want to say like Corsair. They have kind of a very angular bottle, and usually like a black and white sticker on it. I think they have one that's like Hopmageddon or something.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Whereas what I've read on the label for that leads me to believe that that is a whiskey that was made and then infused
dry-hopped.
It is dry-hopped.
Yeah, yeah. Which is just a really easy way of introducing hops into it. Because you make the thing
post.
Yes.
Post-distillation, post-fermentation.
Because in beer, during the steps, even if you're not putting a really hoppy beer, you still introduce hops.
You got to have a little bit of hops.
In the beginning, in the middle.
But you got to keep the hops up.
The post-hop process, the dry-hopping process.
But I think in order to get the depth of flavor and the complexity of the different hops, I kind of think that this is one that you have to brew the whole beer first, mm-hmm. with the hops and everything, distill it down, and say, that's something interesting. It's something. It's not new, because we know that like essentially a whiskey mash. I mean, We've both tried.
It's grain and stuff, that's it.
Whiskey mashes, yeah. Just without being distilled, yeah. And it tastes just kind of like a shitty beer.
It does, though. Yeah, 100%.
And so think about it. If you like started with a good beer, mm-hmm. and distilled from there, that's kind of something really neat.
Now, what do you rate it? And if you had a bar, where is this going?
I think as a consumer... it's meh, and if I were stocking a bar, I wouldn't know what to do with it. But as someone who is really fucking interested in whiskey making, beer distilling, I think this is super interesting, I would find a way to make it work
You missed the whole thing, right? Because what you do with this...
What do?
Is you take it, and you go to your shelf, and you look at it, and you go, Stillhouse Hopped Edition. This is interesting. It's local. It's distinct and different.
Oh, and you're just kind of bringing it
up
shelves.
This is the kind of thing I think that, people would like to try. One, the reason I said an old fashioned is because it's not super aged, but a lot of times when I go out and I get old fashions, what I've noticed is I'll get things that are interesting. They have chocolate in them and blueberry. They're mm-hmm. not fucking old fashions,
No.
They just have a lot
They're inventive, something new, yeah. something different.
And this will go good with some ginger ale, like a Collins glass. You can probably hit this, I think, with... Actually, I was thinking about doing this For what is it called again? With the Campari?
Negroni?
Yeah, fuck it.
That would be really good in a Negroni. So what kind of caught me off guard about this is we've tried barrel-aged gins.
Yes.
And this reminds me of what I was hoping a barrel-aged gin would taste mm-hmm. like, because it has the depth and the richness and the complexity that I want from a barrel, from just a dark spirit in general. Like, it's not clear. I expect it to have some richness and a little bit of maltiness in it, but it's so floral and it's so just, it's got such a bouquet
to it
that I want to see what this would do in gin drinks, similar to a Negroni.
So I was gonna say also with tonic. I would love a gin and tonic. I mean, a whiskey and tonic. A hopped
edition
spirit grain and tonic. So, what would you rate this?
I rate it 8.6 for interestingness and for the fact that I have now told 5 different people about how excited I am to profile this. So strictly off that, just off of my enthusiasm for how it came to be and just the...
And our story as well.
The community aspect of,
I think we're ruined, though, because we were privileged enough to try something that some people may never try, that's the same thing but better. And that's the truth.
I guess we just got to make it ourselves. No, I think it's a very cool spirit. And if I were to open a bar in New York, here, in Brooklyn, would definitely feature this, hands down. Probably in something a little bit lemony. Maybe gimlet.
Ooh, I could see that.
Like, I would try to go something a little lemon, but also let the flavors really flourish in it. I also think it would be interesting to pair with a little bit more simple Amaro. Like, not one of the... Like the Campari. Not something that's so complex like the Nonino or like Fernet. I feel
that's
like those might be little too discordant.
That's why I want to do like a Negroni with this, man. I think that this will contribute to that pretty good. What was that? You said an 8.9? 8.5?
8.6.
8.6. That's a pretty good rating.
That's how enthusiastic I am about it. What about you? What's your deduction?
I give it 7.9. The Ooh. Reason is because I think it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the interest definitely carries it. But and having had something more craft from the same brewery with the same concept that I thought was more distinct, while most people, unfortunately, may not ever try that, I think that showed me what this could be.
Mm.
And in this tastes like beer grain used to make a distilled spirit, like a whiskey, whereas the other ones tasted of the beer. But 7.9 is a high score.
This is a pretty high score for
its interestingness, for its also simplicity, for how smooth it is.
Very drinkable. If I could say anything to Van Brunt Distillery directly, this was a brilliant idea. Make more specialized. Like, really make it very niche. You could do, like, 375 bottles, like the little pint bottles, but have very specific, like, from whatever brewery, whatever
blend. I love that.
And I think this would be one way to really kind of cauterize mm-hmm. the distilling, brewing community and just the consumer.
And I think that would fit well with their whole thing with the Empire Rye Association, which we're not going to talk about now.
We'll get into that.
But I feel like, if you like, comment, and subscribe,
you might learn about Empire Rye.
You got anything else for the people, Chandler?
I think that's going to be my final thoughts and feelings and opinions. Check out Van Brunt. They have a collection of very different, very unique, New York specific.
I'm pretending.
Oh, you're doing the ending music?
Because I feel like without the music, we're not like...
We just don't know how to close. Without music, I just have no rhythm and how to end
idea.
This. Yeah, like, comment, subscribe. Thanks for joining us at the tasting table. We're going to be tasting a lot more this upcoming tastings.
Tasting soon, and
Drinking's not recommended.
But it's required.
It's required.